91X News.
It's plus 7 and sunny at 4 o'clock from the CUNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Callie Dorn. The federal government's cannabis legislation bill goes to a vote in the Senate later today. If it's rejected, it could put the government's summer timeline for legislation in jeopardy. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau spoke about the bill at a stop in Sussex, New Brunswick today, saying the government will move ahead with the plan regardless of what happens in the Senate.
The Senate, of course, exists to look at bills put forward by the House, to suggest improvements, to think about the impact on Canadians. But it's very clear the current system is not protecting our communities, is not protecting our kids, needs to be improved. And that's exactly what we're doing.
Trudeau says Bill C-45 is designed to keep drugs out of the hands of kids while taking money away from organized crime. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says social media is here to stay, regardless of recent news about the inappropriate uses of people's personal data for Facebook. But Trudeau told reporters in New Brunswick today that there needs to be protections for private information as social media evolves and is utilized by Canadians.
Online media will be an important part of how we evolve as a country, as a democracy. What is extremely important is that we ensure that it be done responsibly, transparently, and with the kind of safeguards that Canadians have every right to expect.
There has been international uproar ever since Canadian data scientist Christopher Wiley alleged Facebook users' data was inappropriately used for political gain and may have helped seal 2016 victories for Donald Trump and in the UK Brexit referendum. In the same visit, Prime Minister addressed the issue of seasonal workers being stuck in what they're calling a black hole during a visit to New Brunswick today. The Prime Minister told reporters he understands some workers face a gap between the end of their employment insurance benefits and the start of seasonal work. He says Ottawa has a plan to address the problem.
On the EI black hole, we've got two different tracks that we're moving forward on. One is an immediate injection of money in the region to support folks who are facing the real challenges around seasonal work and around the gap in the EI benefits.
Trudeau says in addition to immediate support for seasonal workers, the federal government has set aside $230 million over the coming years to create a long-term solution to the problem that he says affects many workers in Atlantic Canada and eastern Quebec. Ontario's finance minister is apologizing for referring to male and female workers as eye candy during a funding announcement in Toronto on Thursday. Charles Sousa's comments were called degrading by progressive conservative legislator Lisa McLeod. Sousa initially said his remarks were meant to thank the hospital workers standing behind him and said comments were taken out of context. He has since posted an apology on social media saying his choices of words were inappropriate. In a separate incident on Thursday, McLeod took Economic Development Minister Stephen Del Duca to task for calling a question she asked at the legislator adorable. Del Duca apologized for his remarks and says he used a poor choice of words in his response to McLeod. Police say they've made arrests related to more than 50 thefts in central Ontario and recovered a large amount of stolen property. Provincial police say they arrested two men and one woman earlier this week in Picton after searching a local address. They say the two men are facing an unspecified number of break and enter, theft, and possession of stolen property charges, while the woman faces a single count of possession of stolen property. Police say the men, one from Picton and one from Brighton, have been linked to more than 50 break-ins and thefts in Prince Edward, Hastings, and Northumberland counties. They say they have recovered at least $35,000 worth of stolen property so far and are still sorting through more. Police say they believe the suspects may be tied to more break-ins and are still investigating. World Water Day reminds us every March 22nd how threatening the world's water supply is and how to help preserve it. Rachel Bell has more.
This year's World Water Day theme explores nature-based solutions to the challenges of preserving fresh water in the 21st century rather than using it from a tap. Larry Pomerantz, a rain barrel manufacturer based in Hamilton, says using these containers to gather water from your eavesdrop is a great way to help preserve natural, fresh water.
We collect free water, free rainwater coming off of a roof, and that water doesn't have any chlorine or fluoride in it, so it's actually better for your water, for your plants and vegetables.
Rain barrels also help the environment by helping keep water out of the storm sewers.
By slowing water down, holding it in a rain barrel, we can release it a little bit later and onto permeable surfaces where it can soak into the ground and basically get filtered. So rain barrels really help out environmentally by slowing rain down and keeping it out of the storm sewers.
Only a small percentage of the water in the world is fresh water, and it is important we work together to take care of our planet. Rachel Bell, QNET News, Belleville.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on World Water Day that 40% of the world's population faces a lack of water. The UN chief told diplomats and activists at Thursday's launch of the International Decade for Action on Water for Sustainable Development that water is a matter of life and death, stressing that people's city, industries, and agriculture depend on it. But Guterres said that more than 2 billion people lack access to safe water, over 4.5 billion lack adequate sanitation, and more than 90% of disasters are water-related. The Secretary General said he was prepared an action plan for the water decade to achieve UN goals for 2030, which include providing clean water and sanitation. That's QNET News on 91X 2404. Sports is next.
Are you looking for some excitement? Well, Quinty Bowl is the place for you because when the big lights go out, the fun begins with Rockin' Bowl. Every Friday and Saturday night, starting at 9:30, the live DJ cranks up the great music and turns on the party lights. And it's fully licensed. Looking for something for the whole family? Quinty Bowl has your back with Laser Bowl with the same great lights and music every Saturday night from 7 till 9. Whether out with the family or friends, Quinty Bowl is the place to be. Highway 62, just north of Walmart, call 967-BOWL or like them on Facebook.
In sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs are in Nashville to take on the Predators in NHL action tonight. The Leafs hope to have Austin Matthews back after the star center missed 10 games with a shoulder injury. There's an all-Canadian matchup on tonight's NHL schedule as the Edmonton Oilers head to the nation's capital to take on the Senators. Both teams are out of the playoff picture, though Edmonton has been playing better with a 7-3 win over Carolina. Also tonight, the Vancouver Canucks are in Chicago. In American Hockey League action, the Belleville Senators will be facing the Toronto Marlies at the Yarmin Arena tomorrow night at 7. Winnipeg Jets star Patrick Laine will miss at least 2 games of the bruise on his left foot. Laine was hurt in Winnipeg's 2-1 overtime win over Los Angeles when he blocked a shot from Kings defenseman Alec Martinez. Jets coach Paul Maurice confirmed today that Laine did not suffer a broken bone. Laine has 43 goals and 25 assists in his 73 games this season. In tennis action, Denis Shapovalov advanced to the second round of the Miami Open tennis tournament with a win over Serbia's Viktor Troicki today. The 18-year-old from Richmond Hill held on after giving up a 5-1 lead in this third set. He needed 6 match points to finish off Troicki. Shapovalov, making his Miami debut, will meet 24 seed Demir Djemir of Bosnia and Herzegovina in the second round. Vancouver's Vasily Papasil joins Shapovalov in the second round with a win over veteran Ivo Karlovic. The hard-serving Croat had 15 aces in Papasil's 5, but Papasil won 81% of the first serve points. Papasil next faced 27 seed Aubrey Rublev of Russia. Canadian edged Russia 8-7 this morning at the World Women's Curling Championship in North Bay, Ontario. Canada skip Jennifer Jones says she's proud of her team for opening with the 9 straight wins.
It feels good for sure to be undefeated so far, and I think we've guaranteed our spot in something, so which is nice. But to be honest, it seems like every team is playing really well against us, and so we know you don't really look at who you play. We just want to play as well as we can heading into the playoffs.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville tonight is a low of minus 5. Tomorrow, a high of plus 5. At 4:08, it is plus 7. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Kelly Dorn, QNET News on 91X, next at 5.